defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in front of this Car Arms Platinum Microphone 3 days before we depart for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. And it's a mixed bag that I'm going out there on Sunday because I would love to be, and dare I say, on Monday, I would rather be in Richmond, Virginia rather than Vegas. But it's one of those things I simply can't do anything about. Let me go right to the phones and talk about Virginia and everything going on with my good friend and originally an OG, baby. This dude is an OG. He's an AAR OG, original gangster. That's David Codria. David, how you doing? You are an OG.
You know, I've been called a lot of things in my life. This gangster, this is probably a first for me. So,
but it's
golly.
An AAR original gangster. I love that. I can't believe we've never thought about that before. Yeah, that's you, the Mad Ogre, Neil McCabe. Neil was on the Sunday show this past week. He was awesome. So we have, you know, a couple OGs going. You know, first off,
I need to learn how to give some kind of hand signals, you know?
Oh, no, I can show you how to throw AAR signs. It's really easy, but we'll do that off air.
Okay.
We can't do that on the radio.
Good.
All right. Listen to this, man. I love talking to you about this. I was looking forward to having you on the program sooner rather than later and intentionally kind of waited it out a little bit to see what the governor was going to do in Virginia so I could get even more perspective from you. First off, I've been asking listeners and guests on the program for weeks now, and the answer's been pretty consistent. David, is there any bigger story in gun rights right now than Virginia?
I think that Virginia has been what has been occupying me, not just on articles that I've been writing, but also on the blog post, because as things happen, I'll get tips from various readers. I call them War on Guns correspondents. I got a crew of regulars that keep me busy, you know, working the links that they send me. And Virginia seems to be it right now, and all eyes are on Virginia, and we just don't know what's going to happen, do we?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today with you. We're going to guess a little bit, and educated guesses, obviously. But I agree. You just agreed also that there's no bigger story than Virginia right now for a lot of different reasons, a lot of different reasons. We've gotten this window into we've been given a gift. This is Jimmy Stewart in, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. You know, watch it, I swear I'll hit you again. We've been given this awesome gift to be able to look into the hearts of the socialists to see in real time, in real life, exactly what they want to do. And they're not letting us down. So from a federal level, would you agree that we've got this incredible open window we've got this time here between now and February 23rd to watch what the national plan is for the socialists who are now on the quiet because everybody that's running on this agenda has been beaten down into the polls and left the race, but that's not going to stop them. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and all eyes are on Virginia, so the applicability outside of Richmond is just, it's pretty much universal, and you see following suit with Virginia's sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment, they're coming up all over the place, and of course, you know that Virginia is just overwhelmed with that, but real quickly, to go back to Jimmy Stewart and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, I'm going to send you this. I found it. I was watching Mr. Smith, and on the wall of his office in the Capitol building is a rifle, and I've got to send you this. I'll find it do it after the show.
Jimmy Stewart, we could have some fun with that, do the impersonations. Nick, the bartender and everything, love that. It's easy to do those guys. So anyway, we're in 100% total agreement that Virginia is no doubt the biggest story now going in real time. But I said it was the biggest story of 2019 when I did my year-end deal. And you know, it was funny. Everybody I asked what their biggest stories were, we got different responses, and I thought it was great. I settled on Virginia because I just have this gut feeling that this fight is going to go on for a while. I believe that we're going to be victorious in this fight, but not before what Alan Gottlieb says, we go through the meat grinder, right? We're going to have to go through the meat grinder first because elections have consequences. Let's start with in Virginia now with the do you have any plans on attending the rally or anything on Monday, the VCDL rally by any chance?
I have been wavering back and forth. I don't have the funds to send myself there. And so far, none of my clients have offered to fund a trip to help me get there. And it just happens to be a question of, well, can I take the resources that I've got and put them to better use where I am, or would they be in better use in Virginia? And I started to think, well, what could I do in Virginia were I to go there? I'm not a Virginia resident, so my going to lobby is not particularly useful. I think they need to hear from Virginia voters. And in terms of going and covering what's going on, we're going to get inundated with that. In terms of going there just to show moral support, that would be a primary reason I would go if I decide to up and go. And whether or not there's going to be, you know, further adventures happening as a result of some provocateurs and troublemakers, we're just going to have to see. Of course, you know, I went to Kent State University for that open carry walk, which was big police presence and a big Antifa presence, and went there fully expecting that that some festivities could break loose, and was standing right in the middle of all of it. It's a tough decision to make, and that I haven't made it yet says something. Plus, I have some personal considerations in terms of with my wife that would make leaving on a Sunday kind of problematic for me. So we'll see. I'm not saying no, but I have no plans at this point.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I agree with you on the lobby day thing. If you're going to lobby, it's not the place of non-Virginia residents to take up space when Virginia residents' voices need to be heard. But there's going to be, Phil Van Cleave is estimating now, on the low end 50, on the high end 120,000. Now, I lose this bet at the NRA convention with Trent over at Crossbreed Holsters every year when we try to pick how many people show up. I always go a little bit high. And so far, I think I'm into him for about six bottles of Jack Daniels that will probably never pay off. We'll just keep the bet rolling. But I'm going to guess it well over 120,000. Well over 120,000. I know where the bus lines are coming from. I've seen it. I believe everybody that showed up at the rallies across the state of Virginia is going to go to Richmond, which would put that number well into six figures. So I would not be surprised to see 150,000 plus. Let's go to Blackface Hoodie Northam, which is what I call him. Not because that's what he is. He was either wearing blackface or he was wearing a hood. He admitted it. And then when it became clear, when they got a hold of, no doubt, I'm sure it was probably him because the governor knows who was in the picture with him. He knows. He called him and he said, hey, look, they don't know which one of us is which. You're now like some doctor somewhere, so you're not going to come forward, are you? And the guy's like, hell no. He's like, okay, safe. I'm going to deny it. You know, because it's a joke all the way around. But North
and there's a double standard too, because the entire top three in Virginia have scandals associated with them, but these are the kinds of things that the left forgives when it's their person.
Sure, okay? If this was a Republican,
they will come out full force. If a Republican did it, he'd never work in this town again. Democrats, they find an excuse.
You think for 2 seconds that the media, mainstream media, didn't look back at his college yearbook and see that didn't get found until later on? That was a complete cover up in and of itself. Regardless, the guy's a loser, and he's sleazy.
Well, look at the way they went back, and they tried their best to dig up whatever they could find from witnesses about Kavanaugh,
right,
when he was up for confirmation. You know, if they really wanted to, if they wanted to go back and talk to Northam's cronies, and you know, get the real inside, you know, what happened when he was in college and before that, they could do that. And I'm sure that they have, and I'm sure that there's reasons why people don't want a lot of this stuff to come to light.
Of course. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to go into some of the shenanigans that Northam is pulling right now. The first off being this rule banning guns from inside the Capitol grounds, inside the rotunda, which has never been a problem. It's been legal in Virginia for years. And now these shenanigans that came out yesterday of the governor and an emergency declaration, which, by the way, there's already been a request for an injunction against it. We'll talk about it when we come back. I have a second. Let me read you just a little bit of this from the Virginia Constitution. Nothing in this chapter is to be construed to empower the governor, any political subdivision, or any other governmental authority to in any way limit or prohibit the rights of the people to keep and bear arms as guaranteed by Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia or the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, including the otherwise lawful possession, carrying, transportation, sale, or transfer of firearms, except to the extent necessary to ensure public safety in any place or facility designated or used by the governor, any political subdivision of the Commonwealth, or any governmental entity as an emergency shelter or for the purpose of sheltering persons. This would seem to be moot. So this decision is expected at some point later today by the time we will be off the air. I won't get it in time. Either way, we'll be back with David Cogia right after this. It just never ends. It never ends. It never ends. Virginia just keeps giving it to us. Back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. After the break, on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, SHOT Show coming up on Sunday. I'll be departing early, get out to Vegas midday, begin setting everything up. Banners, booth, table, studio, portable studio, everything. We'll be broadcasting from Vegas Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, I haven't yet figured out because I'll be on an airplane on the way back, but I believe I will be back in time to bring you the show live after my return from Vegas. That'll be pushing it, but we'll see. If not, we'll have somebody sitting in the seat, or we'll play some of the taped up interviews that we did while we were out there for you. But nonetheless, going to be a very, very, very busy week and a lot of big news next week. No doubt going to be coming out of Virginia with the rally being held on Monday. Let's go back to David Kodria, one of my closest friends in the world, and an original OG, man, an AAR OG. I love that. David, welcome back. Northam, it is funny. Northam pulls what was not, I was talking with AWR Hawkins at Breitbart yesterday in a private conversation. He wasn't shocked by what Northam did. However, it is apparently a violation of the state law, Virginia state law, for a governor to ban firearms and possession of firearms using a declaration of emergency to do so. They have a state law. In other words, the governor declares a state of emergency, they cannot take away people's firearms in that process. We have that same protection law here in the state of Georgia. Gun Owners of America, VCDL, have filed suit for an injunction on this. How do you think this is going to go?
Yeah, that's interesting. And whether or not he can drag it on long enough to where on Tuesday say, okay, you're right, we won't do it. Okay, but meanwhile, they've done what they've done. Here's the thing that I found not only kind of ironic, absolutely hypocritical, which is what everything these people do. As I understand it, they're going to put a barrier around the grounds,
right,
with controlled access.
Correct.
And this is the very thing that the progressives, with the quotes around it, absolutely lambast the administration for wanting to do with our border. Wait a minute. You're going to erect a barrier? You're going to bar entry to those you want to keep out? You're going to make sure that everyone you allow in does so in a controlled manner? My God, you know, this is the hypocrisy.
Oh, it's rife with hypocrisy. It's terrible. Look, this is a complete shunning of your First Amendment rights, using your First Amendment to shut down your Second Amendment rights. And look, let's just go right to the meat of this thing. The governor of Virginia is a liar and a hypocrite, and I believe this at my core. Virginia Citizens Defense League has been holding lobby day since 2012. 8 years now. It's the eighth one in a row. They've never once had an issue. There have been thousands of people there. Now, the governor says, well, that may be true, but I think they might have bitten something bigger than they can chew. No, governor, you bit off something bigger than you can chew. Okay? Not the other way around.
I think this is in your face harassment. They know perfectly well that VCDL, and I've been to VCDL meetings as well. I was their speaker, in 2015,
wasn't it? Yeah, it's fairly recent.
Some years back. They would go in and talk to their legislators and exercising their rights. And there was never a problem because, as with all good gun owners, Mark, we are not the problem. The ones who abide by the law have never been the problem. Now, I do have not a suggestion so much as a question. Say that the injunction doesn't happen in time. Say that somehow or other things get delayed and people are forced to go in through the gate and be unarmed in order to do that. I don't know if it would be feasible to have the only people going in through the gate to be the ones who are actually there to lobby and then have everybody else surround the perimeter armed. That seems to me to be that could make kind of a nice visual statement.
That's a legitimate question, one that I've been trying to get a hold of Phil on right up before airtime. I tried to reach him. I know how busy he is. We've texted back and forth, and Phil Van Cleve has given me some of his very valuable time as of late over the last few days and over the last week. We've been talking with him on the program, but I did try to reach out to ask him about that. The injunction is now, well, see, let, we have to go back a little bit, David and listener, to what Northam, why Northam thinks he can get away with this. Because he's invoking white nationalist movement in Charlottesville.
Sure.
He's what they're doing. Listen, I'm just going to come right out and say this. Northam is getting ready to paint every law-abiding gun owner in Virginia a racist. That's what he's getting
Absolutely.
Ready to do. Take it away, David.
Absolutely. No, this is exactly what they're doing. They smear you with that. They smear you with the Southern Poverty Law Center designator of being a hater and of being an extremist. Okay, and this has been going on for years. They, you know, they'll paint a group like Oath Keepers, which exists to uphold their oath to the Constitution. They will call them anti-government. Okay, with progressives, every day is opposite day. They're doing all kinds of projection, and they rely on smears, and they rely on the average person being afraid to get involved in a fray if it's going to turn out that he's called a racist of some sort, because there is no more damning indictment in today's culture than to have people think that you hate people over matters of race and things like that. And that's the way they shut down so much of it. That's the way they shut down the immigration debate. So that rather than talk about how what this does is this guarantees a 70% Democrat electorate with a pathway to citizenship, they just want to paint you as being anti-brown and European. Go back to Europe, you conquistador. Okay.
That's true. Let me go to the one statement. It angered me. I put if you're a premium subscriber to Armed American Radio, you heard my phone call with AWR Hawkins last night. I was pretty bent when I took the call from AWR. He was kind enough to allow me to put it up on the premium side. In addition to that, I read for you some of Northam's own words. And David, when I got to this statement, this is when I had to step up and take a breather. I call on them to discourage. He's talking about VCDL, by the way, the rally's organizers. I call on them to discourage people from other states from coming to Virginia with violent intent. And I call on them to disavow anyone who wishes to use Monday's rally to advance a violent agenda. Because what the governor is getting ready to do here is blame Virginia Citizens Defense League for anything that might happen. And Phil Van Cleve and VCDL, by the way, any information they get, they've been giving to the Capitol Police, the state police, if they hear anything whatsoever. It is VCDL that is peaceful. It's VCDL that's been peaceful, proven over the last decade on their decided lobby day. They're not doing anything different today, David, than they did then, except the governor doesn't want a bunch of cameras seeing 150,000 people in his face mocking him and making a fool out of him. And that's where we're at in today's Virginia. David, you got 30 seconds. Close out with that 30 seconds. Go.
VCDL has been clear. You know, this is direct from their website. Monday, January 20th, is Virginia Citizens Defense League's lobby day. It is not VCDL's protest day. There is a distinct difference between the two. They are going there to lobby, and while they have welcomed support, they have always reminded people that the purpose of the day is to come and lobby.
All right,
and
David,
let's leave it peaceful.
Leave it at that. We'll be back with David Kodier right after this. Don't go away. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone continues. Don't forget to support all of our sponsors. I'm going to tell you something I did personally today. I made a cup. Well, first of all, I plugged in the toaster and then couldn't figure out why. David, I'm going to bring you in for this. I got to. This is too much fun. You know, we have fun with you with the gas grills over the years, right? Right? So we can pick on each other. We can have fun. And I'm not embarrassed to say I do stupid stuff. I had the cable guy come to the house a few years ago, and he said, yeah, well, it wasn't plugged in. Okay? That's actually happened. And I guess that makes me normal, just like everybody else. But today I plugged in the Ninja coffee maker. And David, I'm going to be up front. I bought the Ninja coffee maker because Sofia Vergara sold it to me at 2:30 in the morning on an infomercial. I had to have it. Sofia Vergara could sell me anything at 2:30 in the morning, and I would have bought it. So I did. I bought it. And today I went to plug it in. I was pushing the buttons. I'm like, why is the coffee maker not working? I look back there, and it's not plugged in. So I pick up a plug. I plug it in. It's still not working. I call my wife at work. What'd you do to the coffee maker, man? Come on. She goes, do you have the toaster plugged in? I went, no, it must be the GFI or whatever it is. And then because I noticed I actually had the toaster plugged in. So I couldn't let her get the best of me on that one. But the fact of the matter is I made a really nice cup of Defender coffee, but I had to go through all that hassle, David, just to get there. Have you ever done that, or is it just me?
Well, let me just put it this way. We had the power go out yesterday, last night, or the night before at 2:30 a.m., and in order to reset the clock on the oven, it took me about 3 minutes.
So. All right. All right. It took me a while. I did get my Defender coffee. You can support the Second Amendment with every sip of coffee that you drink at defendercoffee.com. And I actually have a promotion that they want me to give to you today. And I want to do that for them. So let me get over to this promotion for you. This is brand new. I don't have all the information on it yet, but here's what you get. From now on, free shipping for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, I guess it is. Free shipping when you buy two or more bags of coffee, minimum order of $31.98. That's two regularly priced bags. You can use this with the combo packs for a bigger discount. Use code BUY2BAGS at checkout. Buy two bags at checkout and get free shipping from Defender Coffee. Don't forget to support all the rest of our sponsors. We'll play with them in just a few minutes. David, let's go back to Virginia. Out of state, militias. You know, militias get demonized by the mainstream press and the lamestream liberal progressive socialists in this country. Should they?
Mark, there's no one size fits all. I know that there are some very fine patriots out there that are doing their duty in the absence of Congress and their states stepping up to their duties and making certain that there is a well-regulated militia. And so they are on their own doing all kinds of training that they should be getting support and direction from. But that's not happening because it's not in the interest of the powers that be. And so that you see things happening like in Tazewell County, where along with a sanctuary county resolution for the Second Amendment, they form a militia. You see things like Sheriff Scott Jenkins of Culpeper County
deputizing.
Saying he's going to deputize thousands of gun owners. There's absolutely a vital. The founders recognized the militia as what was necessary to the security of a free state. And until we get around to accepting that and promoting that and getting our government involved in leading us in this and understanding why the founders deemed that was necessary for the security of a free state, we're going to continue to be dancing around the edges. Look, if God bless self-defense, but if we limit our argument only to self-defense, then a judge is going to be able to say, well, you don't need an assault weapon because you can have a shotgun. Okay, and they'll be able to dance around and parse stuff like that. But if you say, wait a minute, no, the whole purpose of this is so that the average person can take to the field and repel a professional military force, all of a sudden the argument changes. Now, are there going to be troublemakers? Sure. Is there low-hanging fruit? Absolutely. We see it. Those are the ones that the FBI confidential informants and provocateurs talk into doing something stupid. And you get these morons that, couldn't put together or wouldn't know how to plug in a toaster or a coffee maker, for goodness sakes, Mark.
Well, they're not watching Sofia Vergara at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's why.
Exactly. But meanwhile, then the FBI busts them. They have all these bomb making materials that they wouldn't even known what half the components were had the FBI provocateur not given it to them. So this is the one thing that we really have to watch out for, is people coming in who are low-hanging fruit, who are easily provoked, who are provocateurs, who are confidential informants, who are trying to stir up trouble, and all you can do is keep your eyes open, and if you see somebody stirring up trouble, well, VCDL said it. You know, make a report to law enforcement. If somebody is trying to urge you to do something illegally violent, then by all means, put a stop to it. That is your duty as well. Or, you know, go and talk to one of the organizers of the event, somebody from VCDL with the Orange Gun Save Lives sticker on it, and put people on alert and make certain that we are the ones that are always going to emerge the good guy. And watch out for, again, the left. I don't know what kind of presence Antifa is going to dare have there, because they're going to be so vastly outnumbered. But if that presence does exist, let's hope that the police do their job and keep the opposing side separate and not make sure that they converge into each other, as reports say happened in Charlottesville.
Yeah, that is pretty much what happened in Charlottesville. They funneled through. But it's interesting, sometimes strange bedfellows. And I've had this confirmed twice, and I did see it today in print, that the two local Antifa groups are there supporting the same things that the VCDL are supporting, that are there actually to lobby against the calls for gun control. It's very weird how this is shaking down. We're going to have a very provocative discussion from now to the end of the program. And I can't think of anybody better to bring this up. I specifically waited to talk with you about this. The Virginia Citizens Defense League has asked members who show up not to bring their long guns, not to bring their AR-15s, but to limit their carrying of firearms to their sidearms, their pistols. And I agreed with that. After I talked with Phil about that off air, I talked with him about it before I mentioned it. I read it. I thought about it. I gave it some thought. And I thought, yeah, my mind defaults to those stupid yahoos at the Starbucks that make fools of themselves, that eventually even Texas Open Carry apologized on behalf of, it made everybody look bad, okay? Then I saw a comment, David, somewhere that said, you know what? No. And it wasn't directed at me. I got absolutely no reply on emails from my position supporting VCDL in that respect, none. I was very surprised. I thought I'd get somebody going, you know, because usually you get the worst email you get is the hate mail from the far extreme on your own side. In this particular case, I didn't get any response. I thought that was kind of interesting. But I read a comment somewhere, and I'll paraphrase it. No. Uh-uh. Now's the time Northam and the socialists need to see what the people do have. Now it's time Northam sees. What? We're not violating any laws. It's legal to carry that firearm anywhere open in the state of Virginia. Maybe they need to see an armed citizenry at this stage of the game. Maybe that's what they need to see. David, we've got 1 minute in this segment, then I want to carry it into the next. What do you think?
Maybe they need to see that, but as VCDL, which put all the work into this, has repeatedly said, this is lobby day, not protest
Bingo.
Day.
Bingo.
And I'm getting called, among other things, flaccid on some of the forums for my backing VCDL on this. And I'm saying, look, you know, I have been to armed rallies where long guns have been prevalent, okay? And it's been fine, and it's gone off without a hitch. And you know, hell, I spoke from the back of a pickup truck at one, across from the Potomac in 2010 when I first met you at Skip Coriel's rally,
right,
okay?
Right.
And the bottom line is there's a time and a place for everything, but if this is VCDL's lobby day, and, you know,
it's
if you want
rules.
To do something else, don't parasite off of their efforts to save yourself the hard work of organizing by hijacking an event that VCDL spent countless hours setting up year after year.
All right, I got to run on this set. We're going to take a break. But as Cool Hand Luke would say, stop feeding off me. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios here on the Carr Arms Platinum microphone. Wow, it is the fourth segment already. I hate that. Wet could keep David on for at least another 2 hours. The rest of our sponsors, please support them. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Crossbreed Holsters, My Pillow. Carr Arms, of course, GunBroker.com, SAF, join us, Second Amendment Foundation, and, of course, Defender Coffee, North American Arms, the rest of them, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. I will not be with the Lead Slinger's guys in shot, but I believe they're going to be in Virginia. So we'll get some reports with some feet on the ground. Let's go back to David Kodria. David,
I agree with you on that. That's after talking with Phil Van Cleef. I'm talking about the reference to not bringing the long guns. My mind defaulted to the two Yahoos at the Starbucks. You think about that, and it's just Phil's focus was, look, the media is going to focus on those people, and it's going to detract from why we're there to lobby for our gun rights, and we don't want that distraction. Now, after we talked, I said, you do realize there's going to be a ton of people with long guns. He goes, oh, yeah, of course. We can't stop them. We're just letting our position be known publicly. And, you know, they're going to be there, and they'll be peaceful like they always are. They come to every one of the lobby day rallies. They always do. And we've never had an issue. We don't expect there to be an issue this year, but our official position is that. And it was specifically because of the mainstream press. They didn't want the mainstream media, you know, creating a new narrative, which is what they tend to do, David. So I was in agreement with them, and I was surprised that. But I did, when I did read that comment, and it was at the bottom of a story that I was reading about this, that's when I thought, you know, that's a great point. I mean, why should we be afraid as law-abiding people when we have tyrants threatening us to come? At this time, they were threatening to come to the door. The story was the National Guard. They're going to confiscate and take my stuff. Maybe we ought to let them know, this is what I have, and nah, you're not taking it. Okay, so I get the whole thing. But at the same time, I elected to, because I believe that VCDL knows what the hell they're doing. They're probably the best lobby group out there. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have to agree with VCDL's position to say respect it, since they're the ones that are putting the work into it. But if this is going to be a lobby day and not a protest day, per the work they put into it, that's what it is. It is what it is. Now, if someone wants to put together a protest day where they shake their guns in the tyrant's face, then that's something else, and we need to look at who's behind it and what their plans are and what they want to do, because these things can be effective. And I say this as someone who my basic personal position is, I am a little uneasy with using guns for anything other than the purpose for which they are intended.
You know, okay. Let me stop you. Let me go back to Masoud Ayoub, who made right along the lines of what you're talking about here. You're absolutely correct. He said, we carry guns for self-defense. We do not carry guns to make a political statement. Well, and, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. The gun is designed on your hip. You know, his deal is, I respect open carry. Masoud always says, well, I believe open carry should be the law of the land in all 50 states. Having said that, I think concealed carry is the way to go. That's what Masoud says. And I agree with him 100%. I open carry from time to time. And I have to admit, I have openly carried my gun to make a political statement. So that's all I wanted to say. I'll turn the mic back over to you because I do agree with that.
And again, Mark, it really does depend on the circumstance, because another saying that you'll hear come out of me all the time is, I don't believe in one size fits all. So I can make a generality, but that doesn't mean that exceptions can't be made.
Of course.
For years and years, I did procedures in highly regulated environments, and you had to follow these procedures to the letter, except sometimes reality would intervene and you couldn't, so that you would have what we call deviation procedures that went through approvals and everything was still controlled and you could still maintain compliance with everything. But no one size fits all. You always have to be able to greet the contingencies of reality with the appropriate response. And I can absolutely see a time and a place to congregate armed to show, in fact, you're not going to get these from us.
And we're peaceful. These are ours, and we're peaceful. And look, when I made the statement about the, I mean, 100% agreement with you. Because reality does dictate that we change our tactics from time to time. For example, I absolutely believe, I am in agreement with Masoud Ayoub, that we should not carry guns for the sole purpose of making a political statement. We carry a gun to defend our lives, God forbid, in the event that we ever need it, we have it. Okay, I understand that. However, as I said, I have carried my gun to make a political statement. Now, that might come in large measure because of what I do, because I'm visible with what I do, and I am making a statement where I'm going to be at that particular moment in time because of what I do. In other words, it's kind of like putting your money where your mouth is. So I have done that. I have carried the gun, not while it's there on my hip for self-defense. I've also carried it because it's riding in a really nice holster I want somebody to see, and I'm trying to make a statement that says, no, this is what I'm here to support, okay? So, yeah, that does change from time to time. That doesn't mean...
Defending your freedom goes hand in hand with defending your rights.
Of course.
Or your life. And you know, but the bottom line is, the other thing that we need to focus on is there is a mission here. And there is a directed mission here. And you're not going to be effective on your directed mission if you split it off into four or five different missions with four or five different agendas and four or five different groups squabbling for attention. That detracts and distracts from the mission. And that, I guess, is about the only point I can make on that, it's what makes sense to me.
All right, now let me ask you this, as we'll take this to the close of the hour. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, David, you know I lived in Virginia. I graduated college at the exact same time Blackface Hoodie Northam did, by the way. He went to college just a few miles down the road from me, and I guarantee you he was one of those guys we didn't like at our campus because he would come over on the weekends try to get a hold of our women over there at my university. Because there were 7.2 women to every 1.5 males at my school when I went to college there. And where he went, they would converge on our school on the weekends, and we didn't like them very much. So we probably had a little run-in. Boy, that'd be nice if I could remember that. But nonetheless, all kidding aside, I've got long history in Virginia, family in Virginia. Both my nieces and nephews were born in Virginia. My sister still lives in Virginia. I lived in multiple cities in Virginia. Some of my closest friends in the world still live in Virginia. I have long history there. This is personal for me. But when I see 100... and now 28 municipalities, 97% of the state, get in the governor's face, including his own home county, and go, yeah, no, I don't think so. That has got to be putting tremendous pressure on the legislature, because there are Democrats in those districts that want to keep their jobs, and the governor and the attorney general themselves, who must be feeling heat like nobody's business, like, uh-oh, maybe we did bite off more than we could chew. What do you think in the last 1 minute and 20 seconds?
I think that those counties have to do what they can to band together. And even if the Democrat wants to be moderate, you have to get back a Republican majority. And whether you can or not remains to be seen, because as we have seen, and the New York Times was bragging about it, how Virginia has turned to blue by changing the demographics through immigration. And they were quoting this one guy from India who says, right, yeah, he got involved to get with the gun issue and to help ban guns. And unless and until Virginia gun lobby groups absolutely accept this and stop fearing bringing it up, because they'll be called bad names. They're going to be called bad names anyway, and get to the electoral impact of this, we're not going to get the issue addressed.
This is a paradigm shift, what we're seeing, this window, this incredible window of opportunity to look into freedom and in true grassroots. These commission meetings were not organized by one person. This was a true uprising of like-minded individuals. And it's also a lesson and a testament that 40% turnout for elections in states like Virginia, when you got a big contingency of socialists in one particular area up by D.C., y'all got to get out to vote, every single one of you. And then that's more than likely what will happen in the next election. We'll see. It'll be fascinating to watch. David Kodria, thank you for being here, my brother. As always, I look forward to bringing you back on the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll get up and do it again in the GunBroker.com studios tomorrow, because they don't want us to, and because we're going to anyway. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your day. You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.